It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Thank goodness for chives, that quiet little herb that patiently waits for winter's thaw and then springs up almost overnight to bring a touch of green, just when we need it most. Around my place, chives and crocus start making their early appearances at about the same time and are always a welcome harbinger of spring. Sometimes they push up through a snowy blanket to let me know the gardening season will soon be at hand, with crocus representing colorful blossoms and chives reminding me of the good things to eat that are right around the corner. Chives are members of the onion clan, and like miniature scallions, they have tiny bulbs and slender hollow stems that taste like sweet, mild onions. Actually, the bulbs are so tiny that they aren't really a part of the harvest. Rather, chives are snipped by the handful, about an inch or two from the ground, and carried to the kitchen where they impart a fresh, tangy taste to salads, cheese or butter spreads, omelets, soups, and sauces. They're fragile little things, and I find that snipping them with scissors or shears works much better than cutting with a knife that might be too dull, thus mashing the tiny tubular foliage. They impart a mild seasoning because they contain less sulfur oil than their bigger onion cousins, and are best when prepared raw or given a short exposure to heat. So if you're putting them in a sauté or omelet, add them toward the end of your cooking time. Chives are easy to grow, requiring reasonable soil and moisture, but like most herbs, they need full sun to produce their best efforts in seasoning oils. They can be snipped once they reach a height of around 6 inches, and if you don't get too aggressive with the shears, they'll continue to grow and produce throughout the season. At autumn's end, your chive clump will have clothed itself in a mass of dried foliage. But don't be in a hurry to clear it away and clean up for the winter. If your chives are planted in a protected area, the green shoots beneath all the dried cuttings will sleep nicely through the cold weather and emerge at winter's end, ready to get a jump on spring. Or you could have fresh harvest during the winter by digging a clump in the fall and transplanting it into a pot. Leave it outside for a while to get good and cold, since the bulbs need a dormant period in order to produce again. Then bring the pot inside and put it in a sunny spot. This fresh-grown approach is better than trying to dry chives. Home-dried chives turn brown and lose their flavor. It's much better to grow them fresh or by frozen or freeze-dried commercial varieties. But maybe you look at chives as an ornamental rather than a food flavoring. If it's flowers you want, you'll get little purple globes atop the main stem of each bulb, usually blooming for us during the month of May. In fact, on some late frost lean years, I've put together a pretty decent little bouquet that featured chive blooms to serve as a cut flower arrangement on decoration day. After their blooms have faded, trim back the dried blossoms and chives will work very well as a low-growing border, staying green and tidy throughout the growing season. If you'd like to make chives a part of your gardening plans, you can start them from seeds, buy a six-pack of starter plants, or look to your gardening friends. Since chives need to be divided every 3 years or so, it might be fairly easy to find some garden giveaways.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.